Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. That call I got today from Marine out in Wynwood about being a swimmer in the 60s and how she felt yesterday when Trump signed this executive order, seeing all these young female athletes around President Trump, and how the other side just doesn't get it. The best evidence I can give you that they don't get it, what the American people are saying and how critical this was, is the fact that you remember this with Kamala Harris. I'd make this point almost every day. What the heck? She's backpedaled on fracking. They said, yeah, you can lie about that. You're against fracking. We want you to win. You don't have to say climate. Just do it. And then any number of other things that are articles of faith on the Democrat, on the progressive side. But the one she couldn't give up was this issue of transgenderism. There was the ad with the people that are here illegally. They could get so-called gender-affirming care in prison, right? But then more importantly, I mentioned the one that cuts through to me. And I'm thinking, is it just my mindset? I live for competition. And the world of sports and what we gain from that. They couldn't go back. So what do? They keep on trying to tell us, well, it's only X number. What's the big deal? Sometimes they get outrageous and say, what's the matter? Why don't you get better, Paula Scanlon, who's coming up with us, Riley Gaines? Why don't you train harder? Why don't you just compete? They ignore the impulses that female athletes have to succeed at the highest level. So just in the last 24 hours, three former Penn swimmers that Paula Scanlon probably knows, I think, somewhat, filed a lawsuit. In there, they accuse the Ivy League, Harvard, Penn, and bunches of others. They name names, and the quote is, they wanted a shock and awe campaign with Leah Thomas. This wasn't just about Leah Thomas happens here, and they go, oh, man, you know, we really don't want to do this, but what are we going to do? You got to give Leah Thomas a shot. They welcomed it. And what did they do when welcoming this? We've heard from Paula before and others, and these women in their lawsuit, page after page, they bludgeoned these women into submission, made them go to counseling, LGBT and all this, and told them time after time, your career is over. You know that, right? Remember how hard it was? Chris Tremaglia is a friend of the show. he got a couple of these women to do an interview anonymously. And then Paula Scanlon came out. And now we're seeing the breakdown of this rotten system. Is the other side capitulating? It's an 80-20 among American voters fresh off this election. No, they're not. And I think it's a blessing because they're not going to do that. So we're going to fight them at every level, like Central Buck School District, every level on this. And this issue draws other people to the conservative side. Because they go, man, look, I'm apolitical. I don't follow all this stuff all the time. But you're telling me they want to do this? Yes, that's exactly what they want to do. So without further ado, let's go to Paula Scanlon here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paula, welcome back. Had to be a huge day for you yesterday. What were you thinking yesterday?
Yes, I mean, it was a roller coaster of emotions yesterday. But I will say, and I've said this, to everyone who's asked me this question, because trust me, you're like probably person number 15 at this point who's asked me how my day yesterday went. But it was bittersweet, I will say, because it is so amazing. It was outstanding to be there. I felt like it was this great victory. But also, we are seriously having a conversation where a sitting president has to sit down in front of a room and cameras and say, hey, let me sign an executive order that says men don't belong in women's sports. I mean, if I had said that to you 7 years ago, mm-hmm. you probably would have told me I had taken some drugs and went crazy.
Well, I would answer, though, I might not quite have said that. I saw some of the, you know, there was inklings of this, Paula. The thing is, though, to continue to battle this in the face of the last election, et cetera, you're right. It is surprising. But take us inside the room. You're there with your colleagues, with Riley. And then when all these young girls, some of them look to be 5 to 8 years of age, surround Trump for that photo, what was that like?
It was really sweet. And that's really why we were so happy there were so many young girls that came out and made the effort to be there. Because, again, they are the reason why we did this. It's not for myself. It's not for Riley. It's not even for Peyton McNabb, who is still a young girl herself. It was for the next generation of female athletes to not have to go through this, to not have to fight for their rights the way that we had to not have to worry about being in a locker room and thinking that a fully grown 6'4" tall man might walk in. I mean, that is why we did what we did, and that is why it was so meaningful to have them there. And another thing I will mention about that is the girls were very aware of how important this was. They weren't just dragged there by their mothers. I mean, they were ecstatic to see Trump. They were ecstatic to meet him. And they understood the importance of this being signed for them and for themselves as young athletes.
Without a doubt. Now, Paula is, of course, a former UPenn swimmer, New Jersey coordinator with Early Vote Action and Independent Women's Foundation ambassador. I mean, I'm sure you, and we say this to Riley, look at the upside, though. It gave you another path in addition to your day job, your other career. So it's opened that up. And Paula, then we get the news on the same day. I think they waited till that day that three of your former colleagues, I don't know if they swam with you or not. One was in 24, so I'm a little unclear, dropped this lawsuit. And in the lawsuit, remarks like they were going for a shock and awe campaign across the board for Leah Thomas to make the point about transgender. Rather than we thought, all right, they're going to use Paula Leah Thomas to win a title or something, and they'll put up with it because they have to. So what's your reaction to the lawsuit?
Yeah, look, I'm not a part of this lawsuit. I do know the individuals who are plaintiffs on the lawsuit. What I will say is it's been lonely out here, and it's better late than never that there are now more people speaking up. And what I will say that's also been so fascinating to me about this is many of the girls who have spoken about this, they are politically not in the same boat as me. And so it's been really great to see people who even voted for Joe Biden coming out and saying, actually, yeah, this is wrong. And this is, you know, supporting a policy that Trump went and signed an executive order of.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that. That's a nugget. So you're saying some of these other women may be more liberal and voted for Joe Biden, and yet they're still coming forward with this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had a full array of political beliefs on the team. And, but that's what's showing how mainstream this issue has become and really how all of us who have paved the way and talked about this for so long, it's become mainstream, it's become normalized, and it's not just a far-right extreme ideology to say men don't belong in women's sports.
Yeah. So, Paul, I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's lonely out there. You know, you're under attack. Riley Gaines, too, in the beginning. Now her sister's involved. And you mentioned McNabb, who was injured in this. But you should take great, I hope you realize that, in a short period of time, you've broken through with this, that others that even voted for Biden now are out there, and other athletes are not going to take this now. It's moving forward. And politically, since you're in that space in Jersey, this issue is going to have resonance with people, because people on the other side, you know, are not on board with this. The Democrats running for governor, at least the two main ones, they're still fully committed to this nonsense, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, again, and I hope to use this to convert more people. And I mean, I can't really speak to, you know, the individual voting records of any one person on my team. Obviously, I'm not with anyone in the booth. But what I do know is there have been a lot of people that have come to me. Some of them may have been on my sim team. And I've said, you know what, this issue has made me start to realize to vote differently. And yes, we do hope to utilize those types of tactics. And not just on this issue, but a lot of issues where the left has really just gone very far left, started taking, you know, things that are common sense and making them political, like this issue. And that is really what we hope has happened to in New Jersey. And I know firsthand, even from even my own family members, this issue of the men in women's sports and in women's spaces and bathrooms and locker rooms and you name it, converted voters. I know people who voted for Trump for the first time in 2024, having never voted Republican before. And so exactly that, we hope to continue to call them out. The people who are running for governor in New Jersey have stood by this, stick to this, and we are going to make sure that the voters are aware of that and will consider voting for a common sense Republican.
Paula, if you have a chance to, you know, what you're doing now in Jersey, Virginia is the other big race. The Daily Caller has a story up today about this guy, Arlington Public Schools, Richard K. Cox, C-O-X, has access to the women's locker room in the Washington Liberty School. They identify him as someone who's an offender. And the headline is, and here's something I was saving till you came on today, I think we ought to push for. Imagine the drama if President Trump went to, say, the Arlington School Board, who supports this type of access still, even with this guy involved. Picture Trump at a school board like that in Jersey, where you are. Picture the drama of this. Picture what would be exposed, so to speak, about this, because it's not just this issue. It's the mindset around this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see President Trump get in there with some of these people. I will say, I mean, yes, it's really coming down from the education department, and I'm actually not sure if you saw this or any of your listeners saw this, but the Department of Education actually announced today they are launching an investigation into the University of Pennsylvania.
Excellent.
So exactly that. This is excellent, and that is really where the rot began in the education systems. And again, yeah, most of these crazy stories we've seen have happened out of school boards. I mean, you see these school boards trying to vote on these issues. And I get approached by people on school board members all the time asking me what to do, because they're voting on things like if they should have litter boxes in the bathrooms because the kids identify as animals. And yes, I would love to see Trump get in and knock some common sense into these people. But also, I know the Department of Education might be getting disbanded, but while they're still there, absolutely amazing that they are launching federal investigations into these universities for the nonsense that they've been pushing.
Absolutely. So, Paula, for your day job, Early Vote Action, Independent Women's Foundation Ambassador, where do we go?
Where do we go for me? What am I working on?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're all eyes on New Jersey right now. We want to get the people of New Jersey, and I know you have a few New Jersey listeners. We want to get you guys a Republican governor, and not just, and I know the word Republican has all these ramifications, but we want to get you a common sense governor. We want to get you a governor that listens to you, that wants to keep things affordable, that doesn't want to overtax you, that doesn't want your kids to dress up as animals and pee in litter boxes in their bathrooms. I mean, that is what I'm fighting for, and I've always been in the Northeast, and so the Northeast is worth fighting for, and then expanding hopefully to other states and going in and saying, yes, let's bring back these common sense ideas that we all used to agree upon 10 years ago.
Absolutely. So it's earlyvoteaction.com or .org?
.com, yes. .com. If you want to volunteer with us, if you want to give us a little donation, we take anything and all the help that we can get.
Paula, thank you as always. And listen, I take your point to what you said. You were very gracious with this other lawsuit. It would have been good to have a united front and speak out a couple years ago. But look, now the dam is breaking and you were one of the pioneers here. So good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And again, always here to support everyone and anyone who wants to speak out against these non-common sense issues that are going on in this country. And President Trump is here for all of us to bring back sanity. And so I'm grateful for that.
Thank you, Paula. Paula Scanlon here. Yeah, Daily Caller today. That's a great idea. Arlington School District, or one in Jersey, where picture Trump sitting there. You know, I know it'd be a little difficult with the Secret Service. It could be arranged. Go to a school board meeting. Doesn't even have to say anything. Picture Trump's facial expressions, et cetera, as they're explaining why they're going to continue. Whichever one says, we don't care what Trump says. We don't care what they try to defund. We're going to continue with this. Some of them will do that. But imagine this guy, Daily Caller reporting, goes to these school board meetings, and they don't know what to do, so they're allowing this. The battle's joined on this. It's a winner. They can't give it up. And guess who this is going to box in if we have the right turn of fate here? It's going to pass in the Senate, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act in Pennsylvania. How about the House? Will they even allow it to come up? That's the thing. They're going to try to block it from even being voted on. Because if it is, it's going to be passed. And then will Josh Shapiro veto it? Well, we start with the folks stuff. Folks, this is discrimination and all that. My eyes on him. He is their nominee in 2028 at the starting gate. He's a guy that's got to be challenged over this next year here in Pennsylvania. Next 2 years. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So to a lot of these female athletes, yesterday was a day that brought it all home to see that iconic picture and to see what they're up against. And the other side's lame argument is, well, not that many of them have had to face this. We've gone through this, what it was like with Leah Thomas walking around the locker room. And how Penn and these others just saw this as a magical moment. They were going to make a statement about transgenderism. That's the way they see it. Well, there's going to be a penalty for this. There's going to be a political cost for it. Let's see if they stick by it. It is a loser. Getting 80% of Americans and growing on the same page on this, that tells you something. Very hard to do. Even if you get a 60-40 today on something, very hard to do. All right, let's see what the boys in the back room have cooked up. It's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
The money gone.
All right, today we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show.
Woo!
In partnership,
great,
you've been there, Dan, with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center, February 26th through March 2nd. For more information and tickets, go to acboatshow.com.
Yeah, Don, so one of my favorite guitarists, one of the best of all time, teamed up with an individual who graced the silver screens for a long time, an unconventional, attractive individual, because for some reason he made the ladies swoon when he partook in one of those singing competitions that you see on your TV. So, Dom, here is an individual who went on to find a lot of success, although he didn't win his singing competition, playing with an all-time guitarist. And Dom, the answer today needs to be, who is that all-time guitarist, or who is that individual who graced our silver screens in a reality singing competition? Take a listen.
Hit us with that, and you're off to the AC Boat Show. You do that at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right, and you're off to the Atlantic City Boat Show if you get it right. Let's hear the clue. Any more of a clue here?
Yeah, so that voice you hear there was a voice often heard on a silver screen for a very short period of time, but then went on to great success playing along with an all-time guitarist. So a guy that performed on a reality singing competition there, singing as the lead singer, playing with a guitarist who's an all-time great guitarist. We're looking for either as the answer today.
All right, let's go to Frank in Swedesboro. Should be a layup here. Frank, who's the singer?
Bon Jovi.
No,
not Budweiser or Bon Jovi. It's like Bon Jovi wasn't in any of this stuff. No. Logan in Sunny Wildwood. Logan, who's the singer?
Is it Adam Lambert?
Oh, very close.
Good try. Give another clue here, Dan.
Yeah, so Dom, this was back in season 5 of a certain show.
Right.
You know what? I'll reveal the show even.
There you go.
The show being American Idol, this person, right. The third most successful contestant via album sales of all time for American Idol.
Now, yesterday you thought you stumped them completely, and I think it was true. In the time limits we have, you did. And today, so far, might be the case. 855.
Do you know who the other two in front of this person?
Yeah, I was going to make a guess. The top, and I'm not sure in which order. Are they Clarkson and Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, good job. Go. Okay. Yeah, Carrie Underwood, number one. Kelly Clarkson, number two. Right. This individual, number three.
All right. 855-839-1210. We'll take these off air unless you have another easier. I don't know what other clue you can give.
He's bald.
Okay. I didn't know
Dad
that.
Dad Rock.
Okay. Dad Rock is a great one. Well, no, Dad Rock. This is my rock. I guess I'm a...
All right, Dad Rock without a kid, like Yacht Rock without a yacht. All right, put that down. That's promo material. Okay. All right, off air, 855. Come on, you can go to the Atlantic City Boat Show. Who is this singing? 855 839-1210.
Guy AT&T plays Atlantic City a lot, too.
Marks.
There you go. Another
yeah.
clue.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. We'll get a winner here momentarily. Okay. So this...
you can stop calling. Jim in Feasterville is our winner, Dom.
All right, Jim in Feasterville. Thank you, Jim, very much. You're off to the Atlantic City Boat Show.
The answer there was Chris Daughtry, Dom, of
Chris
Daughtry.
Okay. All right.
With, sorry, Carlos Santana was a guitarist.
Now, we started off the show with something startling, and we actually had Jeff Van Drew on, who's all over this. And it's an indicator of a major problem out there. I don't even think the Trump administration, look, they may see it differently as far as how they're going to address China. You should be aware of this, but a company with links to the right inside the Communist Chinese Party Leadership Council won the Easy Pass contract for the New Jersey Turnpike, launching a challenge that elevates previous warnings, says Fox Business. The major U.S. tolling company that was sold to this company under the Biden administration is reigniting national security concerns over its links to China after it won the Easy Pass contract for the New Jersey Turnpike for $250 million more than the American company that operated for 22 years. Well, Dom, don't we have to give it to the guy? I could see them on the New Jersey. Well, you guys are always telling us it ought to go to the highest bidder. We're doing this for the citizens of New Jersey. No, you know, this is definitely linked to the Commie Chinese Party. We don't want them running Easy Pass on the entire New Jersey Turnpike. Robert Torricella, disgraced former Democrat senator, is on the what's involved with the company that runs the current system, says this is a bigger debacle than TikTok when you look at it. So are we just blithely giving up on this idea that the Chinese are not what we have to take on every single day? I know it's hard. It spoils the fun of everything else we're looking at. But they're the enemy. They're the enemy that the world has never seen what they're up to. Remember COVID? 855-839-1210. So Jeff Van Drew told us, he wrote a letter involving this. The people involved are suing in court. This is going to be a matter, and hopefully we're going to see this exposed, and we're going to see a debate. Who are these people on the Turnpike Commission? Who are the Biden people that think it's a good idea that the Communist Chinese run, essentially, the Jersey Turnpike? I mean, it's how many more incursions do we have to see how bold they are to be involved with this stuff? We're just trying to make a profit. No, no, no. That's not what they're trying to do. It's all your information, all that information, and the Turnpike, who travels it, response, I guess, to an emergency. You know, they could be looking at that. They could be looking at a million things. This is what they're engaged in around the clock. And it seems to me, until we see some kind of disaster of something they do, that the average American's thinking, well, why worry about this? You know, they haven't done it yet. Well, the drones, another example in Jersey. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Our side question today is give us something that you'd like to see, a caption pictured, an event, a person in the history books of those that are the beta generation, meaning just coming alive at this point
in
time.
Terrible name for a generation.
I know. I didn't even know that until we went over it yesterday.
Bunch of beta.
Gary in Newtown. Gary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to put up a picture of Richard Levine shaking the hand of Joe Biden when he puts the admiral pin or bars on his chest.
Yeah.
That's the epitome. That's the epitome of the Biden administration.
It is. They should have had the other guy that stole women's luggage, Kenton or whatever he was in the background, but the admiral suit from Pennsylvania. Yeah. Pretty hard to take.
And I promise not to quit my day job, but I would like to give you a T-shirt. And the T-shirt says Trump across the top. Underneath of it says 45-47. And at the bottom, it says the hyphen in the middle is a skid mark on history.
Well put. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a picture that ought to be in the kids' books. All right, we've had some great ones on Twitter. We can take yours. You can get in. And your reaction, too, to what we heard here with Paula Scanlon there yesterday, Riley Gaines and others. It was a day of, and I think that's why the lawsuit dropped, that they weren't doing this just to win or just because they were forced to with Leah Thomas. The argument in the lawsuit, it's page after page, is they saw this as an opportunity to get international attention to transgender athletes, to strike a blow, to push. Imagine these maniacs threatening young women. And again, I know some people call or they send me stuff. Don't do that anymore. I feel for these young women. Well, why didn't they stand up then? Think of the times. Think of what pressure they were under. They just wanted to swim, not have to deal with these maniacs. Now, to Paula Scanlon's point, after this election, et cetera, now the ground is fertile. Now we're going to see more pushback. Now we have to root out every one of these public schools in our area, starting with Central Bucks West, that's on the record saying they're still going to go with this. Okay, what can be done to them? Well, there's federal money attached. There's all kinds of things attached. There's Josh Shapiro. What side is he on? He's on the other side. Are they still going to stick on this? It's 80-20, and at the 80 is gaining, not the 20. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to you, more calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, not a moment of rest. President Trump meeting at the White House right now with Republicans, and let's see if they sign off on this stuff as the tactic in the House. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on senior Social Security, tax cuts for Made in America products, and renewing his tax cuts. Wait a minute, might be another line of this here I have to look at. Redoing his 2017 middle class tax cuts. All right, that's a lot of things to do. Are Democrats really? I mean, when you get some of them, they're against the no tax on tips, saying that's unfair. It's only one group of people. I don't care about that. I don't receive tax on tips, no tax on tips. Liberating anybody from this is good for all of us. Then we move on to the next thing to try to liberate them. No tax on overtime, encouraging more people then to think, well, maybe it might be a good idea to work overtime. Senior Social Security, Made in America products, definitely. All right, that's what their discussion. Are Democrats really going to oppose that and then tell the American people they're the ones that are about their economic prosperity? Now, I would say this. Trump has done a lot of work in 2 weeks. We have to see a little bit more of a few days in a row, the focus on the grocery store and those kinds of things, all right? To kind of take some of the attempted arguments out of the rest of the Democrats. But, you know, you can't executive order the price of eggs. That's going to take a lot of work, what they baked in, what they've done here, energy, regulations, et cetera, supply chains. They have really made it tough, but focus will take away this issue at this point. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, let's go to Joe in Bordentown on the side question. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. My answer would be your Barca lounger at the curb with a caption noting the perfectly edged grass.
Absolutely, Joe. That kids would have to realize what a Barca lounger is. Probably a lot of people don't know that iconic brand of chair, the Barca lounger. 855-839-1210 is the way to get on board. As
have
I
you
said,
in the new chair yet?
The new chair? Oh, I love the new chair.
As much as the Barca lounger? Or?
No. Or don't let Ro hear that. I mean, you know, it just, well, you saw the Barca lounger. You saw, I don't know if you saw how I had to get into it. I had to kind of jump into it.
Yeah, there's a whole
point.
Process.
There's a whole process of getting into it. Yes. Man. Yeah. Should have never thrown it out.
And what, it's just a lazy boy now?
Yeah, I think it is a lazy boy.
Okay.
I don't think the Chinese have bought that
it's
yet.
The recliners are better than the Barca loungers. They're. You don't need a separate piece. And
Maybe I'd have to give that. Do you have a Barca lounger or a recliner?
Well, we have the recliner upstairs with a couch, but then we have a big sectional in the basement that's very comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right.
No chairs down there.
All right. Maisie does the decorating, or you?
Kind of a combo of both.
Okay.
Yeah. There's not much decoration at all in the house. Very bare walls.
How come?
Might need Rhoda to come over. I just.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Well, not, yes.
Neither of us have the time to focus on
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, she'll focus you, yeah.
Nor does Rhoda, to be quite honest. So.
Well, that doesn't matter. She'll squeeze it in there. If a thing moves an eighth of an inch, she knows.
We've been to like seven different home goods stores trying to find like, you know, wall art that we like.
Right.
Nothing.
Take your own pictures, though.
There's a bunch of...
You've traveled. Take pictures from that.
You know, go to anywhere, any home store, though, and if you look in the art section, the wall art section, you will find a long-haired cow. It's the style. Everywhere you go, there is a long-haired cow looking back at you.
There's a long-haired cow picture at my parents' house.
See?
Why? Why would they put that up?
It's a nice painting.
Oh, okay.
I can't say it's not.
Every single store has the long-haired cow.
All right.
Is it like Yellowstone maybe brought that back? Or
maybe.
Maybe. All right. There's a nugget from today. The long-haired cow, if you have that, let us know.
Go look, I swear.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Probably has got a lot of long-haired cows over there in Bensalem. Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, good to talk to you guys, and I'll be quick and concise. Dan asked for something that would symbolize the transgender movement, and I'll resubmit my answer from yesterday. That would be the pregnant man emoji.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, Henry, I suggested to him Dom Time sports shorts with Henry, but I have a better one. Henry's sports niche, or is that niche?
That's good. I yes. Like that. As long That's as it's a niche, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I wanted to pound again. I'm telling you, change the census laws and you will mop up the last of the resistance to deporting the illegal aliens. If these blue states and cities know that they're not going to get apportionment or funding for these people, they're going to cut them loose in a heartbeat. I know it.
You know what? That is a very smart thing. And I'm not sure, you know, if they ask me, sometimes it happens. What are your listeners saying? You know, what do they want done here? I'm going to bring that up. I think that's a really smart thing. Robert, while you're at it, I know it's top of mind, but I have been asked by a couple people. In Harrisburg, they think they can get some voter reform for Pennsylvania going on. I can't say who, but different parties and different sides. What would you reform? For me, I told them voter ID. I know for some of them it's a non-starter. I think it could happen, though.
Voter ID and get rid of the mailboxes. Now, for people who are wanting to vote but don't want to go through the process, request your mail-in ballot early. That way, all you have to do is drop it off at these drop stations instead of waiting for 3 hours for them to print you up a ballot.
That's a lesson to be learned from this time around, certainly. What's your answer to the side today?
I was wondering if I could put a video clip in this book.
Sure.
I really... Bernie Sanders angrily demanding that RFK Jr. denounce a onesie. I had to hear it a couple times, but will you now, in front of this committee, vow to denounce that onesie? Do you hear yourself? It's like J.D. Vance with Raditz. Do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear what a clown you
started
sound like?
A group called the Children's Health Defense. You're the originator. Right now, as I understand it, on their website, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies.
Oh, God.
One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and it's sold for $26 a piece, by the way.
And then when it turned out he had got more pharma money than almost anybody, it was pretty shocking.
Yeah, big pharma Bernie. That was pretty funny. I really enjoyed the give and take. You guys have a great
Thank
day,
you.
All right?
Thanks, Robert. Thanks very much on that. Yeah, it's she's been on the show before. Maybe we'll get her on. Is it Penny Chuck, the state senator out there in the suburbs?
Tracy Pennycook.
Pennycook. Okay. She has a bill coming up. Now, I know this takes time. I know people want it instantly, but, you know, to change it constitutionally, and I always like this stuff, it would take two legislative sessions. So I guess this year and next year. And if it got passed constitutionally, we would be able to vote on voter ID. That's the best way on this. I know it takes a while. When we have a chance to vote on that, it's going to pass overwhelmingly. Now, they'll do anything to stop this. Voter ID. And then they'll tell us, well, it really doesn't matter. No one's cheating, etc. Well, then why don't we do voter ID? Then he come back. Well, people don't have identification. We've been through this. That's one of my greatest moments, Dan, with Joe Sestak that we play. He talks about a woman, 94, who doesn't have a license or anything else. And I say, well, Joe, why do this show? Let's go and get it right now. And he answers at Cheney, this was in front of a crowd of 200-300 people. Well, we already did it. When I go, well, why did you just bring it up? He then attacks me saying I'm like a...
Well, Congressman, I think, though, that what you just told a young person here is kind of destructive. Nobody's trying to prevent anybody from voting, and we would help the 93-year-old to vote. Maybe you and I ought to contribute the $13 so that she can vote, rather than on statewide TV bringing up a 93-year-old.
Well, see, what I think the value here is, the greatest thing in the Navy was the Chief of Naval Operations
Would
said,
you, would you answer
if
that?
I could.
Yeah.
Chief Naval Operations said, when any two naval officers come together, there's always a difference of opinion. That's the value of a democracy. It's not destructive to have a difference of opinion with Dom. Well, that's the value is that we both
It is destructive not to take care of the 93-year-old.
Absolutely
tell me who she
right.
is. I'll pay the $13.
We already took
I'll
care
drive
of
her there. Well, then why did you bring it up?
But the point is...
Well, Joe, why did you bring it up, though?
The point is...
Joe, can I ask that?
Yes, but you let me answer, Dom.
Well, please answer.
All right, I'm going to
If I could, he deserves an answer.
It was a hostile crowd to me, Dan, but I felt as if I'm in the center of the universe there. I just couldn't. Naval officer, I should have.
Well, Dom, that's like learned I learned once in the Navy.
I should have saluted the admiral there at that moment.
Oh, as they called in the Navy, you know.
Yeah, the two admirals are together here. We're at Cheney State University. All right, 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, your last chance, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that picture with a caption that should be in the history books of these kids that are just the beta generation, just being born, just alive. Couple things. We have a legislator in Michigan who has sterilized herself, had herself sterilized, to avoid trying to navigate a pregnancy during the Trump years. That's somebody you want to vote for. I mean, it's startling to see it, but... And Henry gave me this nugget for tomorrow.
She's birth control.
On the, yeah, right. Well, she's afraid she'll get pregnant. She won't be able to get an abortion. Trump will make it too hard. Gosh. Or she doesn't want to bring a baby into the world while Trump is president.
Just be safe.
There you go. Henry's giving me this tomorrow.
Surprise.
On the eves of the big game. How Italian culture bonds the Eagles amid a Super Bowl run. That's right. The Italians.
Hey!
So we'll talk about this tomorrow. There's all sorts of things here. They're more Italian than any other team in the NFL.
Got to lean into it.
That's why they're dominating. Bigger, faster, stronger, and more Italian. I knew these guys are wearing chains underneath those uniforms. There's a lot of stuff. That might be the side question tomorrow. What's really Italian, Dan? We could do that. Henry and I will handle it.
I like it.
Yeah, you won't comment on it.
Spaghetti Westerns.
All right. Start hitting us on Twitter with that. I just saw that. Might be a good side for tomorrow. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. You have to bear with me on this. I will try to articulate it. You know, Dom, in the 60 seasons of the Super Bowl era, no team has ever had the opportunity to get to the Super Bowl three times in a row, let alone win it.
Right.
There's been teams that have won it twice in a row. However, they never got back. So if the Chiefs do win it, which certainly I hope they don't, and if the pattern continues 30 years from now, there probably won't be another team that has done it. So we'll be seeing pictures of Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs all over the place. The only team that's won three in a row. Sorry.
All right.
Thanks, Dom.
Sorry about that, kids. We couldn't stop it.
Hey, can we dump that whole call?
They didn't eat enough spaghetti. That's what it was.
I told him it'd be contentious if he brought that up, but he makes
a
good
right.
point.
No, he's a great guy. He's one of the nicest guys we've ever. You know, he actually carries encyclopedias to Mulligan's. I love it.
I'm not
it's a
surprised.
Reading room. Oh, it's a whole cast of characters have their own thing at Mulligan's. Don't forget, we're going to be spinning that ball down there this year, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll work on that one. Yeah. The Earl of Tacony, he brings the leisure suit look to Mulligan's. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I'm not sure I really understood the question, but I think the question is the answer.
Okay.
I'm going to say analog storage. A picture. You know, I have a picture. It's on my phone. Well, back in the day, we used to print it on paper.
Yes.
The old Max Headroom television show. Everything was based on video and television. And a girl wanted a videotape to go and watch a show. And he hands her a book and says, "What's this?" It's an analog storage device. You know, people that are coming up don't understand what stuff is, you know, analog is about. That icon that's on your phone, the circle with the two little lines. That's the way we used to tell time. It's called a clock. Before everything was digital clocks, people used to read dials on a wall.
Yeah, that's
when
a good
you used
one.
To pay for something. It used to be paper, you know, paper money. Or if you didn't have any paper, you would write your name on a piece of paper called a check. What's a check?
And you were using, I was waiting for this answer, handwriting.
In cursive for your signature. Cursive
and Earl, signature. Was it you that told me that I think there's been more clicks on a floppy disk icon than there were uses of a floppy disk in the floppy disk history because we still use it as the save icon for everything? I don't know if that was you, but I read that somewhere.
No, that's not one of mine.
There you go. Another analog thing that's gone from the past is floppy disk.
Gotcha.
Still uses the save icon.
All right, guys, we got to decide here. Henry, give me a couple contenders you like.
In terms of the history textbooks, I think the last two have to be the answers here because the Chiefs repeat, that'd be something groundbreaking. It'd be something that's never happened before.
The agony of this.
Yeah, but they would be first. They'd be the first and possibly only if they were to do it. And then Earl, like he as he highlighted, it's a different way of life, a life that we may not, you know, use anymore 30 years from now, or not even that, 15.
The analog clock, the
analog. A lot of analog stuff,
I kind of like cursive for the cash, but Dan, what's yours?
Joe Vexton called in today, but too local for female mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Barca Lounger on the curb, decent call from Joe, but a little too meta inside baseball. I like the Robert Bensalem, a picture of Bernie getting chewing out RFK over a onesie. Not a bad answer, but I think I might have to go with Earl's answer today.
Earl's answer?
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good. Yeah, the clock.
For not getting the questions. Impressive that he won.
Yeah.
I thought we explained the question. We over-explained it. I mean, you know.
Maybe that was the problem.
No, I mean, we locked it. No, it was good explanation. I'm not taking a collar on. All right, we put Earl into the hat. Maybe Italian tomorrow with this stunning. That's the reason the Eagles are winning. They're more Italian. Says this, Henry, this is from Sports Illustrated,
I believe it was Zachary Orr wrote it.
And says, more than the music, more than the food, more than the culture, it's a realization of some long ago dream, some unfathomable grasp at progress. They called it a light. You're not just being honored tonight for what you have accomplished, but really how you achieve your success. Wow. Nick is Italian.
Yeah, they listed in that article. There's four different coaches on the staff that are Italian.
That's not many players on the team, though, that I can think of, right?
No.
Cooper, DeGino? No.
No, but he has mentioned that article because they still eat out at Angelo's a lot down in South Philly, and they make him go get it.
All right. So be ready for that tomorrow. We got something startling, and we'll see what Trump cooks up, among other things. Follow on Twitter at Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210. Imagine this woman getting herself sterilized because she doesn't want to become pregnant during the Trump years and have to navigate him stopping abortions or letting the baby come alive, because how could you do that during Trump's 4 years? Michigan, that's who you elected. All right, Rich Cioli's next to take you for four big hours. And let's see what happens with the Chinese and our easy pass on the Jersey Turnpike. All that coming up tomorrow. Dom Giordano Show here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.